on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The presidency says there's no rush to appoint a new ambassador to the United States. This follows the expulsion of outgoing ambassador Ibrahim Rasool by the Trump administration. Rasool was accused of being a race-baiting politician who harbors animosity towards the U.S. and Trump. The move comes after remarks that Rasool made during a webinar where he criticized the Trump administration's policies. During a media briefing a short while ago, presidential spokesperson Vincent Magwenya said the delay in appointing a new ambassador isn't a shift in stance towards the U.S.
Our posture is more of a constructive one. We do not seek a fight with the United States. Therefore, that whatever time the president takes to decide and appoint the ambassador has got nothing to do with a posture that we are adopting towards the United States. What is important here is that the president doesn't want to rush this appointment because we have a very fluid situation.
Rasool is expected to arrive back in the country on Sunday. Magwenya has called for restraint from supporters, urging them not to make any action or make statements that could inflame the situation.
It's a very simple ask. He's not asking them to stop, be considerate of what he's trying to manage at the moment and be considerate of what is at stake with respect to the country's economy, with respect to doing our level best to retain that strategic partnership with the United States.
The death of Ashwin Trikamji, the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha, has left a massive void in society. These are the words of Vivian Reddy, Trikamji's close friend. The 80-year-old passed away last night after losing his battle with stage 4 cancer. Reddy says he spent time with his friend of 45 years yesterday, not knowing it was the last time.
I visited him in hospital just as he was about to wheel in for chemo, you know, as he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And it was so amazing, you know, his daughter got him up and we had a discussion and he was all bubbly himself. We smiled and we talked about, you know, when he gets out of hospital, we're going to get together. And then at 4 a.m. this morning, I heard the devastating news.
He's described Trikamji as a person who got involved in many organizations and having been at the forefront of social cohesion programs. And the UN has confirmed another 5 members of its relief agency have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. It brings the total number of staff killed to 284, including teachers and doctors. UNRWA says it fears the worst is yet to come. Palestinian authorities say more than 400 people have died in attacks since Tuesday when a ceasefire effectively broke down. Israel insists it only targets Hamas strongholds. The top story, the presidency says there's no rush to appoint a new ambassador to the U.S. following the expulsion of outgoing ambassador Ibrahim Rasool by the Trump administration last week. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.